BBC News, I'm John Shea. The Israeli military has issued an unprecedented evacuation warning for a large section of the Iranian capital. The IDF said residents of parts of Tehran's affluent District 3 should leave before it strikes military infrastructure. Israel says it has full control of the skies over Tehran and has destroyed a third of Iran's missile launchers. Pakistan has closed all five of its border crossings with Iran. On Sunday, 450 Pakistani pilgrims were evacuated. President Trump is to meet Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney ahead of the opening of the G7 summit in the Canadian Rockies. Mr. Carney is keen to persuade Mr. Trump to drop punishing tariffs. The Israel-Iran conflict is likely to dominate the full meeting later. The Hamas authorities in Gaza say more than 20 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli gunfire while they were waiting for aid. Dozens have died in similar incidents near controversial US-backed aid distribution centres. The UN says it's received only 13% of the aid funding it's requested. It warned it would have to scale back humanitarian work drastically. Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni has signed a bill allowing civilians to be tried in military courts. Opposition leaders and human rights groups condemned the move. It overturns an earlier Supreme Court decision which deemed the process unconstitutional. Ukraine and Russia have carried out the exchange of bodies of dead soldiers, agreed in talks in Istanbul earlier this month. Identity checks are being carried out. Russia says the US has cancelled talks on normalising embassy operations. Moscow had hoped this would help bring it in from the cold. But President Trump is increasingly frustrated with the Kremlin's demands in Ukraine ceasefire negotiations. And Donald Trump's main holding company has launched a mobile phone network. Trump Mobile claims its phones are made in America and call centres are US-based. BBC News.